time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Walking through a local wildlife refuge recently, I heard a noise like a wheezing mule, or maybe it was a car horn, or someone pulling a squeaky red wagon piled with rocks. But as I approached a marsh sunk into the field, I didn't see the barnyard animals or car crash I expected. Instead, I found brightly colored black and yellow birds perched on top of nodding cattails. Then one opened its beak and bleated a chorus of shrieking and honking over the water. Yellow-headed blackbirds migrate from the southern United States and Mexico, arriving in Montana in early summer. They flock to freshwater marshes and swamps, where they unseat red-winged blackbirds from the prime nesting spots. The yellow-headed blackbirds weave their nest with wet reeds over water. The reeds tighten as they dry, making the nests strong and secure. The scientific name of the bird is Xanthocephalus xanthocephalus, or yellowhead yellowhead. As the name indicates, males have yellow feathers covering their heads and chests. The color deepens into apricot around the face. In females, the yellow is streaked with white and their bodies are brown rather than black. Despite their flashy coloring, it is the song of the yellow-headed blackbird that attracts the most attention. The peculiar conglomeration of notes has stumped wordsmiths attempting to capture it. Bird guides describe the noise alternately as an unmusical squawk, an asthmatic old man, and the croaking of frogs and the squeaking of unoiled gates. P.A. Taverner, author of the book Birds of Canada, depicts the bird's tunes most graphically. He writes that a singing yellow-headed blackbird lowers its head as if about to be violently ill and disgorges a series of rough, angular consonants. These odd vocalizations have been classified by scientists into two categories, buzzing songs and accent songs. The buzzing songs typically occur at higher frequencies than the accenting songs, so they don't carry as well through the dense marsh habitat. Yellow-headed males are more likely to sing a buzzing song when they see another male or female in their territory. The birds may use buzzing noises for face-to-face communication, reserving the accenting songs to broadcast messages over long distances. As these lower-frequency noises travel out over the fields, they are heard both by other yellow-headed blackbirds and bewildered birders. So next time you're out exploring and hear the sounds of a mechanical disaster, don't call the National Enquirer to report an alien landing. Pull out your binoculars. You just might catch a glimpse of a yellow-headed blackbird singing his song. This week's Field Note was written by Kim Todd. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming summer science camps and discovery programs, contact the Nature Center at 327-0405 or visit us online at www.thenaturecenter.org.